Malachim Beis, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph. So now at this point, Yehoyada has the Beis HaMikdash secure. All the guards are in place. It is time now to stage the full open public rebellion. Vayamdu haratzim ish v'chelav biyado. So the runners stood, each one with his weapons in his hand, anticipating that Atalia might have armed guards or somebody in the armed forces who might attack. Mikesav habayis hayemonis ad kesav habayis hasamolis. And they stood from the right side of the house all the way across to the left side of the house. So this is in addition to those who were coming for this week and who were leaving from the other week that were already part of the guards. These are the additional runners who are part of it, going all the way across, lamizbeach v'laboyis, from the altar, from the mizbeach, and inwards. So the mizbeach and the heichal, you come out of the building of the heichal, and you come down into the azara, and the mizbeach is in front of that, off to the side. And then you continue on to the gate of the Beis HaMikdash, so now we're outside the actual building of the Beis HaMikdash. And they are out basically in public, although the entire compound is secure, and Atalia never has reason to be inside the Beis HaMikdash. But nevertheless, we're starting in a very public way. Ad HaMelech Saviv. Close to the king, all around, so that the king is surrounded by bodyguards in case anything is going to happen when they hold their ceremony, because Yudbeis Vayotzi as Ben HaMelech. And they brought out the son of the king, Yoash the seven-year-old, Vayitein Alav es HaNezer, and they put upon him the crown, which was specifically designed, according to various midrashim, to only fit the family of David. There was a kind of indentation in the skull, a kind of hereditary mutation, if you will, so that the crown only fit Malchus Beis David, the proper crown of Klal Yisrael, not whatever they had made up in Malchus Yisrael, which was fake and secondary anyway. But they put the crown on him, and they put upon him the Beis HaEdus, and the testimony. So Yehoyada reveals the young king after all of the security is arranged, puts the ancestral crown on his head, and gives him the Edus. What is the Edus? So the Rashi says, Sefer HaTorah. This is the Sefer Torah that the king, it says, the Sefer Dvarim, Mahaysa Imo V'Karavo Kol Yimei Chayov. The Sefer Torah that the king had with him all the days of his life. Some say the Nezer was the Edus. Rashi brings down that pshat as well, that the crown itself is the testimony, because it only fit the head and rested comfortably on the head of somebody who was a Ben David. Not only that, but this proves that he's the rightful heir to the throne, because the people don't know him. Remember, he was hidden away when he was an infant. So when they saw that the crown fit, they realized he was a descendant of David. And without any hesitation, vayamlichu oso, they made him king. They crowned him king, vayimshachuhu. And they anointed him with the anointing oil that was used on Beis David, Vayaku Chaf, and they clapped their hands. Their hands were smitten against each other, and they applauded. They're excited. Atalia is not one to inspire a whole lot of loyalty. Vayomru Yechi HaMelech, and they said, long live the Rebbe. I'm sorry, long live the king. The Yechi, they said. May the king live. And those aren't just words at a time when Atalia had wiped out her own descendants to make sure that there was no rightful king of Yehuda. Yud Gimel Vatishma Atalia es kol haratzin ha'am. Now remember, the palace, the royal palace where Atalia has taken up residence, is not very far away from the Beis HaMikdash. There was a special passage to the Beis HaMikdash that the true Malchus Yehuda used to come there. It was safe. But Atalia heard the sound, most say, haratzin of the runners. So Haratzin ha'am, some say means the runners and the people. And some say, so that would be kol haratzin v'ha'am, in a manner of speaking. And the other is kol haratzin ha'am, the sound of the people running. So in Divrei Hayamim, it says that Atalia heard the sound of the people who were running and those who were cheering the king. And she came to the people, which is what we're going to see now in the pasuk. Vatavo el ha'am beis Hashem. And she came to the people, to the beis hamikdash, because she heard the fuss and the outcry coming from that direction. And so she comes running to see what's going on, because she hears that the kol ha'am is screaming something about a melech. And she knows, depending on how she was identifying that day, that it doesn't mean her. So who is this melech that they're talking about? I thought I wiped out all of the descendants who were from Beis David. Atalia was not exactly, as one or two of our listeners mentioned to me today, Atalia was not exactly a candidate for grandmother of the year. She would babysit your kids, but only once. And then she would wipe them out. So now here is Atalia realizing that things are suddenly not going her way. Everything was quiet and peaceful, and she's going to realize that she is out of a job. And she's going to be fired in the old-fashioned Marie Antoinette way, and she's going to be very upset, as one can imagine. Like mother, like daughter, Atalia is the daughter of Izebel. So the fact that her fate may be a lot like her mother's should have given her pause, but she did what she did, and now she reaps the unfortunate rewards and consequences.